Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Britt Ciroli covers the Nats in Major League Baseball for The Athletic. Britt, I'll extrapolate things out abroad here nationally in a moment, but let's start with the Nats. They've lost two-thirds of the games they've played. Sometimes they can't hit. You know, yesterday they had four hits. Sometimes their starting pitching gives them no chance. I guess the bottom line right now is it's just not a very good team, huh?
They're really not. And what's really unfortunate, Grant, is that they've actually been okay on the road, but they're like one of the worst teams in baseball at home when you look at, you know, all the major statistics. And that's not typical for a team at all. What bothers me, I think, and what is going to keep Davey Martinez up at night is the errors, the defensive miscues and the errors and the base running blunders like we saw in the game against the Mets the other night where two guys were thrown out at third base on the same play. These are things that can't happen to any team, but particularly a team that's not very good. They just don't have the depth in the roster to cover for poor play.
Yeah, and Britt's referring to kind of a blooper reel moment. You cue that music, and it was your two best players. It was Soto, bad base running, ball in front of him, tried to advance, and then Bell getting up and trying to go, and they're basically standing on top of each other with the ball there and both out at third. That was cringe. I don't know how else to describe it.
Seriously, it was the national season in a nutshell so far, I think, that play. If you had to give me one play to describe the national season, that would probably be it. It has been underwhelming at best.
Yeah, it's a shame. But I've been watching, I've been going, and like so many fans kind of suffering through it because it's baseball and there's some good. Josiah Gray, the 24-year-old right-hander they got in the Scherzer-Turner deal, has actually been very solid. He's got a 3.4 ERA, 34 strikeouts in 31 innings. What have you seen from him, and what do you think's next in the development as he tries to further incorporate his changeup and really become a frontline starter?
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm going to throw Britt on hold. We'll see if we can work out her phone. We had good momentum there. We were working. We had a good back and forth going. We were talking baseball, breaking down the Nats. By the way, as I said, she writes for The Athletic. She wrote a great story about a player who had been in the Cleveland Guardian system who overcame some adversity and just trying to get healthy. But here's Britt with us again. So let's try again on Gray. What do you think so far?
Yes. Before you guys rudely hung up on me, No, I think with young pitchers, you're always kind of wondering, all right, are they going to kind of get their teeth kicked in for a few starts? Are they going to take their lumps? Gray's been fairly consistent. I think the one thing that he needs to get better is to limit the walks. Command has been a little bit of an issue. That's not atypical for a young guy. You know, they'd rather nibble around the corners than get beat, giving up a home run, giving up that hard contact. But he has shown why the Nationals were so high on him, why they wanted to trade for him last July. He is a future frontline starter. And I think if he can figure out the command piece and continue to gain confidence, he's only going to continue to get better.
All right, speaking of starters in the front of their rotation, the guy that began the season on the hill for them on opening day, Patrick Corbin, believe it or not, Britt, three straight pretty good starts for him. In fact, it's his best three-start sample in terms of ERA since 2019. Look that up. I mean, he has not done this in two-plus years. And on top of that, his ERA is over six, but if you look at his fielding independent pitching, it's in the threes right now, which means he's dealt with some bad luck, some bad defense behind him. Are you ready to say Patrick Corbin is back?
I'm not, but I also was one of those people who I think when I spoke to you, Grant, on opening day, said I don't think we're ever going to get 2019 Patrick Corbin again. So clearly I did not see this coming. But I think for him, it's very simple, right? It all lives on the slider and whether he's able, you know, to command that in the zone, it just sets up everything else. You know, when he's getting this really good swings and misses, the really nasty movement on that pitch, he's vintage Patrick Corbin. So I like what I've seen the last couple starts. As you said, a lot of it has to do with the guys behind him, the Nationals just not being a very good team right now, or we'd have probably even better numbers over that stretch. I think for me, I'd like to see a solid month. I'd like to see what he does the next one or two times out before I've really said he's turned a corner. But I have seen and heard a lot of pitchers lately kind of give credence to Jim Hickey and some of the conversations that they've had there. And I wonder what they did, what kind of adjustment, because this guy, I mean, the night he got booed off the mound, this guy just looked totally lost. And I was not expecting this kind of a turnaround.
Britt's written some really good stories recently. You should go check out, including a take on the Twins rotation and a great piece that is available now on a Cleveland Guardians prospect who's trying to beat the odds after a really freak injury. Can you just real quick tell people about that story and how they can find it?
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, it's on the Athletics MLB page. And what was crazy to me was somebody told this kid, this 18-year-old kid, he was going to die in that hospital in the Dominican Republic. And credit the Guardians for getting him out of there, finding a way for him to safely fly to the Cleveland Clinic of all places. Talk about a big jump up from a hospital in the Dominican. He underwent two neck surgeries, lost 50 pounds, and is now throwing bullpens and trying to make it back for his pro debut. This kid still has not made any starts, any career appearances in any game because of COVID and this neck injury. His name is Frank Lopez. And whether he makes it or not, guys, I think he's just shown that he is winning at life, just a tremendous spirit and work ethic to even survive and to be throwing again.
Yeah, fingers crossed for him, and the story's great, and I'm glad you brought it to people's attention. Britt, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Check her out in The Athletic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.